Hey everyone, Jeff Kaus with My Pro Realty here. In case you missed our podcast debut in August, I'd love to again announce that My Pro Realty is now an improved listing broker for HUD-owned properties. Over the next several months, Eric and I will unpack what that means for you as a buyer, an agent, or a lender. But for now, we encourage anyone listening to this podcast to reach out to us with any specific questions. In today's podcast, I'm going to tackle some of the terminology related to HUD listing periods, and I'll throw in a brief explanation about insurability as it relates to HUD properties. So let's jump right in. When HUD-owned properties enter the marketplace, they typically go through staggered phases or listing periods, where only certain types of buyers have an opportunity to place bids. The first listing period, called the lottery period, doesn't always happen, but when it does, it typically runs for the first 7 days. During the lottery period, HUD-owned properties are only available to participants of the Good Neighbor Next Door program, HUD-registered nonprofit organizations, and government entities. The next listing period, called the exclusive listing period, can last anywhere from 5 to 15 days, depending on the property's insurability, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. During the exclusive listing period, HUD-owned properties are available for purchase by owner-occupants, meaning the owner must agree to live in the property for at least 1 year, nonprofit organizations, and government entities. Once the exclusive listing period comes to an end, the HUD properties enter the extended listing period. These HUD homes are available to all purchasers, including investors, and bids are reviewed on a daily basis. This is the listing period where the competition can get pretty fierce, so it's definitely in an owner-occupant's best interest to submit a bid during the exclusive listing period when investors are still on the sidelines. Now that I've covered the three listing periods, I want to quickly circle back to the issue of insurability. When we're talking about insurability in relation to HUD homes, we're really just talking about whether or not the property is eligible for some type of FHA financing. This has nothing to do with homeowners insurance or private mortgage insurance. We'll probably dedicate a podcast or training on the insurability issue at some point in the future, but for now, just give us a call if you have any specific questions. So to recap today's podcast, HUD-owned properties can have two, sometimes three, windows of opportunity for different buyer groups. The lottery period, for Good Neighbor Next Door participants, HUD-registered nonprofits, and government entities. The exclusive listing period for owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. And the extended listing period for all buyers, including investors. We hope today's podcast has been helpful. We want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen. As always, reach out through text, email, or phone call if you have any questions. We look forward to serving you in any way that we can. Take care and talk soon.